Here are your hosts, John McCure, and in for Julia Fellow, it's Adam Roberts.
All right, Adam, I'm getting over the jet lag. I was in Thailand just a couple of days ago, 12-hour time difference, so really it's 4 o'clock in the morning, but we're getting there. And that part of the world is receiving a lot of attention from our president the next couple of days.
That's right. It's almost like President Trump took a leaf out of your book. He heard that you were going to Asia for several weeks.
Following our itinerary.
I can do that. Uh-huh. I can follow that up. So yes, John, big happenings this week in Asia. The president is meeting in several nations as a lot of trade talk is swirling. More on that conversation in just a sec. So right now, the president is in Japan. He was in Malaysia earlier on Sunday and met earlier today, technically yesterday, because remember the 14-hour time difference, but met with the Japanese Emperor Naruhito. But a big meeting coming up today or in a few hours from now with Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi. That's a new name in Japanese politics, but an important one because Takeuchi is the first female prime minister of Japan, which is a big deal in a country like Japan, which is very conservative on matters of social status. That's extremely rare. Obviously, it's never happened before. What's interesting, though, is Trump and Takeuchi would appear to have a lot in common on social matters. She is particularly conservative on those issues, like I mentioned, including an opposition to allow Japanese women to keep maiden names after marriage, though notably she kept her own professionally during her first marriage. So
interesting
stats there. Now on China, a lot of conversation this week on what that conversation will be with President Trump and Xi Jinping. Will there be a trade deal reached? I have to imagine that a lot of leaders in China, including Xi, are going to be watching how Trump and Takeuchi have conversations because Xi has been notably hawkish on policies regarding China. And of course, Japan serving as sort of a literal geographic middle ground between the two nations over the years. So a lot of eyes will be on how those conversations go. You want something funny about the new Japanese prime minister? Because I was digging in to learn a little bit more about her on policies. And I also found, apparently, in her younger years, it would seem to conflict with her now conservative stances. Because she used to be a bit of a rebel back in the day.
Really?
A motorcycle rider and a drummer in a heavy metal band was Takeuchi. In fact,
what?
Do you want to hear some sound? This is from 2016. The now prime minister of Japan in a notably conservative nation singing on a competitive karaoke show.
It's pretty good.
Holding that last note, too.
In less than 10 years ago.
Notably says her favorite songs are Deep Purple's Burn and Iron Maiden's Run with the Hills.
That's hard.
I'll turn to Isaac on this one as an odor of all things music. That's smart, though. Like, don't list like the one that everyone knows. Just go a tier below. Like, people like, oh, I know Run with the Hills, but it's not like Number of the Beast. Like, oh, everyone names that one.
Yeah, she likes the deep cuts.
She does. That's strange.
Now, another interesting note about Takeuchi that she also shares with our current commander-in-chief, she was in television before she worked in politics and was a TV presenter. So that's another thing that President Trump can appreciate.
You're fired.
Former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, also a very close friend of President Trump. He was assassinated, notably, 3 years ago.
Right.
So a lot is going to be paid attention to this conversation, particularly in China, as we watch for that talk later this week.
So I was just over in Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Laos, and the president also just today announcing a new trade deal with Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam. The president also brokering a ceasefire between Cambodia and Thailand. They've been fighting at the border there, and when we were there, we were nervous if that would impact our trip because they have literally been fighting at the border. And the president announcing today that he's brokered a ceasefire. So another
making deals on
peace deal. He will put in his list of peace deals around the world.